This is Your Life, God's Truth, your QFM. It's Phil, and always a joy to get up to date on what's going on, what is God up to in ministries around the area. And I have Kingdom Builders folks here. Principal John Ness, how are you doing, John?
I'm doing great, Phil. Good to see you again.
Always good to see you. And, you know, you had to bump into Dennis. I know that's just always, one of those things.
It's a low spot of the day, but, you know.
You too. Get these two together. It's
gotta
hilarious.
You got to love Dennis. He's amazing.
Do. Sarah Carvico, chairman of the board. How you doing, Sarah?
I'm great, Phil. Thanks for having us in.
Yes, good to see you.
Good to see
Busy
you, too.
Busy family, right?
Yes, and absolutely. Always, always.
Ready for winter?
Yeah, we're getting there. My husband is more ready than I am.
Yeah, well, it doesn't feel like it outside now. We're recording it on one of those nice days, John.
So. Yeah, I like these nice days. These are all right. We can have these.
You've had a busy day already. I guess you stuffed a truck, right, with some of the students this morning. That was a community effort, right?
Yeah, it was kind of funny because they, the kids, you know, up through last week, there wasn't much in there, and they're all getting worried. And yesterday, the stuff came in, and today I think it took 6-7 kids to carry the stuff out just for the two classes.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool to see how much they gave and how much they just opened up to the community. So
that's a big part of what you guys do, and we're going to get into that, the service aspect of it. So we love that. But let's start right now. Again, Sarah, we'll start with you. The school is doing great. I mean, it's the second year, and I know you're very pleased.
Yeah, we are. We're very excited. Our enrollment numbers are up significantly this year. We have a lot of students full-time, and we have quite a few students coming from our homeschool area. And it's been a really blessing to the school to see so many more kids in there, and it's just full of energy every day.
That a la carte idea, you know, there's maybe some schools that it couldn't really handle it, but for some reason you guys have that nailed down.
Yeah, we've figured it out by the grace of God and our really great teachers and staff. It's been going really well. So homeschool students are able to come in and choose which classes they'd like to take. We have most that take art and STEAM, but then we have some that are doing math and English and science. So it's really a broad range of topics that any kid can come in and just get some extra help and something, take it off the parents' plate at home for them.
John, you've got room for a few more students, I understand, right?
Oh, definitely. We always have room. And we have, you know, we have people that are asking every day about, you know, what it is, what we have to do to get involved and be a part of the school. So, yeah, we have lots of room right now. We have people that are on the docket. If we keep growing, we could hire quickly. So if we keep growing past our numbers, we'll have other people in the wings to get going to start teaching. So,
oh, praise God. Yeah. Hang on one second. Do you need something? We'll just get right back into it. But what's
Nico
up?
Nico is here to pick up their router.
They got to come back. Okay. They're not. He's going to have to come back. Thank you, Philip. All right. Yeah, they're supposed to call me and give me a heads up. So those Midco people. All right, we'll pick up because you were just talking about room for more. So that's good. You know, John, part of the reason the a la carte is working, too, is you've got some of these fun extra things that, you know, Sarah referred to art, for example, but also home ec. I mean, when you start adding things like that, boy, people perk up, don't they?
They do, and the nice part about it is we have teachers that are so flexible that will, we have students that come in and they say, oh, wow, we need to get a health class. So we have a couple kids that take the health class while they're there, or we'll say, you know, I really need to brush up on my science stuff. Can I take the science class? And go right ahead. And then we have this lady who is a strange connection, but it worked out. Her name's Rita Berry. And Rita is just, if
she's
you've
awesome.
Ever met her, she's amazing. She has volunteered to come in and teach our home ec class. So she comes in every Monday and teaches home ec. And the kids, they're laughing the whole time. They just enjoy it. They're having a great time. They're making incredible food. You know, they made apple bread and blueberry bread the other day. So it's they have to make sure it's something I like before they cook it or I won't allow it.
Yes, so, that's right. And probably some sewing down the road. Who knows?
That's
amazing to have a little home ec in there too.
Well, it's cool because she came in as a volunteer. And she just said, this is something I would like to do.
Yeah. And she, of course, has experience from the Walker School District, I understand, right?
Yeah, she retired from there. So, I mean, she's, she retired and her husband's like, what are you doing now volunteering to do the same thing, you know? So, but she is just on fire for this. She loves it. She comes in, she just loves it every day. And the kids love having her. And it's really a huge addition to our school.
Yeah. So, all right, talking about Kingdom Builders Christian School here in Bemidji, year number two, and of course down where Mount Zion Church is, the former Lincoln Elementary, right? Is that what it was all those years ago?
Yep.
You guys have refurbished that building, and it is awesome. Sarah, another exciting thing is something to do with Legos and robots, right?
Yeah, our school now has our very own Lego robotics team. I think there's 10 kids on the team, and we have a couple of adult volunteers that are running it, and they are busy there every Tuesday and Thursday after school working hard on their robot to get it ready. They have a competition coming up in December. So they're really excited, and they're called the Rat Pack.
Yeah.
So we're pretty excited to have some extracurriculars added to our school, too. Every year, we're just going to continue to add a little bit as we can and as the Lord wills. So we're just super excited that now we have the Lego robotics team.
Service projects. I know that's a part of it. We touched on it already. Like you said, stuff a truck, but Ruby's Pantry, you've been doing that, but you're looking for some project ideas, right?
Well, you know, we have a lot of projects that we do. We've done tie blankets for the homeless shelter. We've done where we go clean up the neighborhood and we walk around and we all take different directions. We've shoveled snow. We've done raking. We do Ruby's Pantry every month. That's today, in fact.
Oh, it is today.
So it's been, we have a lot of things going on, but we always like to get some different ideas.
Yeah.
We, Beltrami Electric, we got one of their grants so that we can pay for some of the materials and things, buy some decent rakes for the kids so they're, you know, not using their fingers. but they've, so we got that, and we have a few other areas where money's coming in so we can do some of these, where we can buy the materials for them and do stuff for different community areas. So,
you know, and as a board member, Sarah, you know, you think about those kinds of things. Obviously, you guys must have said, let's do that, you know, to kind of set the school apart a little bit.
Absolutely. We have a real desire to give back to our community as well. We want our kids to learn really early on what it looks like to serve others as we are followers of Christ. So it has been one of our huge goals to make sure that we set aside time every week or every couple of weeks to do some serious service projects and to really get the kids involved and get them to enjoy learning how to give back.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'll just continue to grow in it as they become adults and become really productive members of our society and walk their faith.
What a trait to exercise at a young age
is
giving, you know, and giving of yourself to other people. And if somebody has an idea in the Bemidji area, just call the school, right?
Absolutely. We'd love for you to call the school, get a hold of our principal, John. He would have a lot of excitement to hear from you and some good ideas on how we can and help and be of service. And like he said, we have some small funds to be able to put together some products like blankets for the homeless shelter and Hope House. We've done tie blankets, so we've bought fleece and things like that. So it's really helpful to have some funds to do that so we can also give back financially in products and items too, but just ideas on where there are needs that we can fill.
Yeah. Kingdom Builders, your website, kingdombuilders.com, is that what it
dot
is?
.org.
Dot .org.
Kingdombuilders.school.org.
There it is. And the phone number, 218-444-5227. You know, obviously you guys are, you're a Christian school, you're a nonprofit. You need help financially from time to time. You know, obviously the families are paying some tuition to be there, et cetera, et cetera. But tomorrow, we're recording this on Wednesday, the 15th. Tomorrow is Give to the Max in Minnesota. That's just another way people could give to you guys.
Yes, it is. And the nice, you know, the thing about our school is when we came together, Sarah and I were talking one day and we really looked at what can we do to change education and to give it a different focus. And we really have tried to take a look at, okay, the academics, we have an unbelievable academic program. Mm-hmm. It's a great program. We're pushing it. The kids, they're learning. They're doing great. But we also want to know, we want them to learn who they are in Christ. That's our focus.
Yeah.
And through that, the reason I'm kind of going back on this, Phil, because it's something that Sarah said a little bit ago about our service and what our school is all about. And I just got a quick story to tell you. When you talk about what our school is, this is what it is. This is what your kids learn at Kingdom Builders. A couple weeks ago, one of our students during our chapel time in the morning said, "Would you please pray for me and my dad? We're not able to pay our bills."
Struggling,
having a rough time. The guy's working his tail off to make it, and he's just really doing a great job. He's a great dad, great family, but they're having a rough time. And one of my kids came up to me later in the afternoon and said, Mr. Ness, God is moving me. He said, he's telling me we need to do something. She's part of our family. We need to help them. So on their own, the students got together, took donations from the other kids, and went out and bought gift cards and different things for the dad and for the daughter, and made a blanket for her and just said, you know what? We love you. You're part of our family. That's what we do. We take care of each other. So
yeah, it's that's just, awesome.
That's the kind of thing, you know, and if they can do that and learn how to do math, super. You know, it's a great thing.
Amen.
But what we're really, now going back to the other question was, sorry, I'm a little random
today.
That's
all right. That's all right.
The Give to the Max Day is tomorrow, and it's all over Facebook. We try to share it everywhere we can. The best way to find where you share, where donate you give, to us, would be to go on our Facebook page or go on our webpage.
Okay.
And when you go on our webpage, it's www.kingdombuilderschool.org. You click on the Facebook little deal, and it'll take you to it, and you can donate right there.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work for you, feel free to give me a call, and you can donate just however you want to. Yeah. I mean, it's, we always take donations.
Exactly. And Sarah, as a board, I mean, that's always a challenge, isn't it? And you've been around other ministries over the years, certainly the Pregnancy Center and things like that. It's a part of the deal, but God owns it all, and there's a lot of generous people out there.
There are. We have been so blessed in the last 2.5 years as we got this school going.
Awesome.
And we've just really, we've really had to, it's tried our hearts to trust God sometimes, and it's been really challenging, but we have seen the fruit of God come forward in so many ways. And the people of Bemidji area are very generous. And when we think, you know, I don't know how this is going to work, a check shows up. Someone calls. And so we've been very blessed by the community. And we try, our goal as a board is we want to subsidize our students' tuition as much as we can.
Yeah.
Granted, we're very new and we're very, you know, young as a school, so we're working on that. But our goal is to create enough donations every year to subsidize a lot of the tuition for our students.
Okay.
So going forward, that's what we are planning on doing, and that's what we're hoping to do, and God willing, we will be able to do it. So the donations are really critical. We do charge for our school, obviously. We are private Christian school, and we do charge, but we are also reliant on donations to help fill gaps. We don't charge what it costs us to operate the school.
Yeah.
So we do need the help of the community and fellow believers to step alongside of us and to help us out.
And to help. Yep.
Yeah.
Give to the Max is one way you can do it. And then, of course, you know, end of the year is coming. If you are a family that does year-end giving, keep Kingdom Builders in mind for that as well, kingdombuildersschool.org. And, of course, you guys are not just sitting back and letting it happen. You're coming up with some fun ideas as well, you know, putting in the work to raise funds.
Absolutely.
There's a pretty cool thing coming in March, isn't there? We won't give a lot of details, but can we give a little teaser?
Absolutely. We have planned our first annual gala. We are going to have a gala at the Hampton Inn on March 8th, coming up in 2024. And we're really excited in our planning stages. We've come with a theme of trivia game night.
Like that.
So it's not going to be your typical show up and have dinner and just visit and hear a great speaker, although those are wonderful. This one you actually get to participate in, and you get to do some fun games, and we'll test out your trivia knowledge. And those of you who aren't into trivia, we'll have some other kinds of options for you. So it's going to be really exciting. The Hampton has been really great to work with, and we've got some awesome volunteers. We had a meeting just last week, and I think there was like 10 or 12 of us in the room. So that's exciting. We'll be looking for donations for prizes and for silent auction and live auction items too. So if you have something and you feel called to give, we are more than happy to take your donation and give you credit for that as well.
It's going to get here before you know it.
That's
only 4 months away.
Yeah.
But it'll be almost springtime, John.
Well, the nice thing is if we get enough people, enough donations, all that stuff, they won't make me speak.
Oh.
So I'll stay away from talking.
We're working hard on that.
So we got to get a lot of people, so I'm not up there. No.
My idea of a game night and trivia, that is because that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we think
and there's
a
meal, like you said.
And there will, yes, you will still be fed, and it'll be wonderful.
Okay, awesome. Can we dress up?
You could if you wanted to. That'd be great.
All right, that'll be fun. Well, there's a lot happening. It's at Kingdom Builders Christian School, kingdombuildersschool.org. Is where you go for those details. And, you know, we've got the break coming up for Christmas. So if somebody wanted to start fresh at the beginning of 2024, move to a different school, you're up for that, John.
You know, you can
give
start
you
fresh.
A call, right?
Yep. Give us a call at the school at 444-5227. And you could start now. You can start next week. You can start. We're pretty accommodating right now.
Yeah.
There is an application process. You know, we do go through and we do, you know, we want to know who's coming in. We want to make sure that we're able to handle any needs that are there and be able to work with the kids.
What's the grades again?
We do 4th through 12th grade right now.
Yeah, that's important to remember because it's not the early elementary
right.
at
mm-hmm.
Kingdom Builders. Mm-hmm.
So yep. It was
4th through 12th.
It was a choice we had to make, and, you know, we had 8 months to get this school moving, and it was amazing how many things God did to get it going, and that was just one of the things we had to say, you know, we can't do that right now.
Someday in the future, we'd really like to grow into those younger grades because we feel like those are really important grades to start, you know, your Christian education in. So we're praying and, you know, trusting God for his timing in that, but right now it's 4th through 12th.
Yeah, and it does make you unique in that regard, too, so it's kind of neat, and you can plan curriculum that way.
Yes.
Well, anything else, Sarah, before we let you go? Appreciate you guys being in here today.
We're thankful that you had us here, Phil. We appreciate the support of QFM and your listeners, and we're just really looking forward to what God has in store for us this next year.
Amen. And it is that season of thankfulness. Thanksgiving is here. John, final comment from you.
You know, I guess my biggest thing that I like people to know is you walk into our school, there are a bunch of kids and a bunch of teachers, and none of us are perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But we come together and we support each other. And we are really trying very hard to show God's love to our community and to the students and to our staff. And our kids are really learning that you don't have to be perfect. God will equip you.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking of doing it and you think, oh, I don't want to go to one of those places where it's you have to be
perfect.
Yeah. I don't want to go there, you know. But in all honesty, you come there and it's any other school other than the fact that you walk down the hallway and the oldest kids are playing with the youngest kids and they're supporting each other and they're getting along, and it's amazing to see. So
sounds like you're building the kingdom. Oh, wait
a minute.
That's the name
that
of the school.
That might be part of it.
Isn't that strange?
All right. KingdomBuildersSchool.org. Thanks, John. Good to see you. And
nice seeing you.
God bless you. You bet. This is your life, God's truth, your QFM.